This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates everywhere are cheering the efforts of pro-life legislative workers in California, where Senate Bill 128 is dead for the year as Democrats pushing assisted suicide failed to gain enough votes in California's state assembly. Now these legislators will have to contend with their constituents as voters are getting wise to the obligations imposed on vulnerable persons by the supposed liberty granted by aid in dying. In a related piece at lifenews.com, bioethicist Wesley Smith says, anyone who is surprised by people being pushed to die under assisted suicide regimes just doesn't want to see. In other related news, besides the states of Oregon and Washington, the only countries decriminalizing assisted suicide have been the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg, but you can add the South American country of Colombia to the list. Catholic bishops there not only condemn the legalization, they threaten to close their hospitals across the nation. Pro-life advocates say it's not only the right approach, but the only moral course. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. 74-year-old Dolly Grissom is being considered by the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest person with Down syndrome. A kid at heart, she cares for her dolls, and her family visits her multiple times a week. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.